Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to WFHR's Playmakers. Welcome to the show. Hope you guys are having a great Friday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us for it. Got your host, James, here. I am joined by my partner in sound and in sports, Seth Habhacker.
Well, good afternoon, all.
We hope you're having a good one out there. We got some great stuff to lined up for you. Mm-hmm. We're going to be actually kind of your tailgate into some high school football a little bit later on our sister station, 105.5. We'll have more on that in a little bit. Of course, our stats of the show, getting into some classic baseball stats with our man Seth here all of you. We, of course, want to send a big shout out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out, sponsoring the hour. Go visit our friends on A Street when they open their doors and wish them a great one from all of us. We appreciate Phil and the gang over there, and really appreciate not just that, but the work Phil's doing on that tennis court with these young ladies. I should say what the young ladies are doing on the tennis court. And what
he's Phil just is coaching
doing.
Them, you know.
He's doing a great job coaching them, though. A shout out to Assumption Tennis. They're doing some really nice things over there. We'll maybe talk about that a little bit with our good friend Michael Comer, who's going to join us from Rapidsfield. We're looking forward to talking with him about that. All these things to get into and much more, but what comes first? Your call, 715-424-2600, 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Would love to hear from all of you.
Yes, indeed.
Real quick, for a couple years now, actually, it's going back, I would say, almost 5 or 6 years. Maybe, 6, 7 years, maybe.
Time flies, man.
My dad and our Sheriff Sean Becker do this thing where they trade cards.
Yes.
When Sean comes in, he has a card for my dad. My dad gives me a card to give to him. recently, Sean gave my dad a really cool Walter Payton card last time he was in. And my dad came running up to me before I got into work. And he's like, Jimmy, I got one for him. And I'm like, all right. And it's a Robin Yount card.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a classic Yount card. This is one I think a lot of us had growing up.
Yes, that's 89, I think. Tops 89, yep.
Nice, good call. Points to you, brother.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I had plenty of those cards, man.
Yeah. And my dad starts talking about, like, hey, you know what, Jimmy? Like, you guys got some stuff in common. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, well, you're both from Illinois, and you made it big in Wisconsin. And he's teasing me. He's teasing me. I know. At first, I'm like, where's the old guy going with this?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Oh, no, he's teasing me. You both got the hair. I'm like, all right.
I guess so, yeah.
And you both got those noses. And I'm like, wait a second.
Wait a minute. What are you talking? What? Noses?
I look him dead in the eye, and I'm like, whose nose do you think I have? I got your nose, man. It's not, what are you talking about? Man,
yeah.
You can't make fun of my nose. I literally have your nose. I've got the same nose you do. It was great. That's a great card.
I was trying to divert it from the fact that you and Robin Yount and your dad apparently all have the same nose.
Yeah. No idea where he was going with that. I want to actually start the show because we could talk Brewers if you guys want to.
Right.
I got a feeling there ain't much to talk about. I want to get into a couple of things about Milwaukee, but not just Milwaukee, all the teams that are out of the postseason so far. If we have time a little bit later, I would like to get into a great article and some comments from Jeff Passan and a couple of the better minds in baseball talking about the teams that are eliminated, who their free agents are, and what is next for not just those teams, but the teams that are not in baseball anymore. We've already had a lot of drama going on in the last couple of days with MLB baseball. So if we have time, I do want to get into that. But we will take the conversation any direction you all want to. I want to start right here with the Wisconsin Badgers. If you've heard Coach Fickell in his last couple of press conferences, he has talked about one of the major pieces to come out of that. One of the highlights has been that he is going to focus on 1 to 2 backs.
Okay.
He has been treating it by a really hot hand. And running back by assembly almost, where he's had 3 to 4 backs he's used a game, not giving these guys a chance to really get hot, according to his words. And really, the way the college football goes, going back to the old Oklahoma State teams where they had Thurman Thomas and Barry Sanders, in the same backfield. My God,
what was the name of the SMU with Dickerson?
Yeah,
it was like the Pony Express.
Stuff,
that's right.
That stuff like that.
Craig James. Yeah.
They've always had these double ups on backs in college football and everything, and really, I think that's the way it's going in the NFL. You have almost 2 starting backs per team, especially good teams have 2 starting backs. It's not just having 2 good wide receivers anymore. You got to have 2 good backs.
Right.
So with that being said, there's a big focus. And, of course, a lot of us, the first person we're going to think of is Chez Malusi, who the wonderful senior running back for the Wisconsin Badgers. Chez has decided to take a step away from away from football. He's taking a step away from football to focus on his health. Quote, he has endured many injuries and has worked extremely hard to be able to play this year, but his body has responded the way he hasn't expected.
Right.
A team spokesperson said, we're here to support Chez in any way we can, to hope he'll be back on the football field again one day. More than likely, it looks like he has played his last down for the Wisconsin Badgers.
If nothing else, yeah. Which is maybe forever. I mean, who knows, right?
Chez tore his ACL in 2021, broke a bone in his arm in 2022, missed 9 games. Last season, after breaking his leg and ankle against Purdue, it's an irony, of course, to be playing Purdue this week.
Yeah.
And this is a blow to this Badger team. This certainly hurts and everything. It does give an opportunity for other backs, in particular Tywee Walker, who a lot of people have been high on, and it looks like he is probably going to be put into that lead role. He'll probably be the number one back now. I do think Darian Dupree is another back to keep an eye on, and of course my guy Cade Iacomelli. This is Iacomelli, man. I like him. I like this kid.
That's a great name, by the way.
It's a great
name. Shouting out of the field. Iacomelli's got, he's down to the 40, the 50.
Pumbagalli. The Badgers have had a number of players over the years with great Italian last names.
And
I make no bones about it. I will always be biased about my Italian last names.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
I look out for my people.
And
and one of my people is Michael Comer, who is calling in right now. Michael, good to hear from you, brother.
I'm one of your people. Oh boy!
Yeah.
This week's just getting better and better.
How's it going over there on the field?
It's a lot of back and forth. Halftime score: Newman 14, Porton nothing. Total yards: 217 for Newman in that first half. A lot of it through the air. Well, it's actually more of a split: 113 passing, 104 rushing, whereas Port, they just sometimes can't get out of their own way. 61 total yards, 18 rushing, 43 passing. They had the ball 5 times and went down with downs twice, a fumble, and 2 punts.
So,
just that fumble was costly. It was a third and long. Receiver caught it, had a whole bunch of moves that even – you know, Ocho Cinco would be proud of, and then he gets the ball punched out, and Newman recovers it.
Man, it's not just the NFL and college we're seeing that. We're seeing it a lot in sports right now with receivers getting that ball punched out. You gotta cover up. Gotta get put two arms on it.
Yep, that's right. I mean, sure, you sacrifice speed, but yeah, at least hold on to it.
Is this game looking like it's starting to, I don't want to say done. I mean, it sounds like it's just getting interesting, too.
Well, if Port can figure something out on offense to move the ball, I think they're going to be okay, because Newman's not overly moving the ball either. Their scores were on short drives. Well, they started their own 20-for-1, and that was a nice sustained drive. But then that second one came with an onside kick that hit an up, and he didn't realize the ball really hit him. Didn't know which way it went, and they had 50 yards in 3 plays. So, I mean, it's been a lot of short, I should say, other than that one, it's been short possessions, and they either had one nice tipped interception, but otherwise it's been punts and downs for Newman as well.
We had some breaking news earlier this morning on our morning show. Randy Paul is going to be making a presence. He will be on the radio today, Michael.
Yes.
Want to make sure to mention that to the audience out there. As far as the game, you and Randy will be covering Eau Claire Memorial at Lincoln High School, homecoming at Lincoln. What can you tell us about Memorial? What can you tell us about the old Abes? The Abes of old.
Well, in the Battle of Lincoln, I guess. This game should be played in Illinois, for that matter.
Put it in South Beloit. It's on the border.
That's
Put
right,
it
yeah.
South Beloit. It's right on the border.
Yeah, Beloit. Got its name. You dropped a quarter in the toilet, right?
Yeah. I've heard this one.
I got that one from Mike LaCrone, the old UW band director.
Nice.
But that one, man, they don't... Eau Claire does not stop the ball very well.
Yeah.
Rapids has allowed fewer points than Eau Claire. But then at the same token, Rapids doesn't put up as many points as Eau Claire. So something's going to have to give tonight. Someone's going to have to win. If they ended in a tie or a draw, then maybe things just weren't meant to be. But I like to think the two-hour bus drive is going to hurt Eau Claire a little more. I would like, I'd like to see that. But either way, I think people always say, why would you want to go to that one if no one's won a game? Well, sometimes those are the best ones. When sometimes two undefeated teams, someone gets cold feet, someone gets shell shock, and it's over before it starts. And, man, I think this one's going to be an entertaining one.
I think we've got some good games on the slate. You and I talked Wednesday about the Coosa and Adams, and that could be a really good game. But I think you're right, man. You could be at the game of the weekend. This could be a really fun game. They say in the playoffs, every playoff has the saying, throw the records out.
Right.
I think you can almost say that with high school athletics almost every week. We're talking about individuals going through a lot at a young age and then asked to go and do this, you know, out on the field in front of a bunch of people and play, perform and everything. They could be the most greatest athletes, but still have, you know, something going on at home or in school or a test on their mind or a million things that we don't remember from when we were in school 100 years ago or anything. It is a really week-to-week sport.
The big thing to remember at that point, though, is this week for Port and Lincoln, it's the biggest distraction of the fall.
Homecoming. It's so true. So true, man. And we're looking forward to it. Anything else you want to make sure that you thought was noteworthy about this game or any of the games this weekend, brother?
No, I just saw the legend Chad Holmes up there in the stands for the Wausau Station.
That's right, yes.
So it's good to see him. I guess the other things that I'd touch on would be, I can't believe Chaz Malusi, he's stepping away from the game. But you know what? You got to worry about your health first, because if you're not healthy, you're not any good to anybody else.
I'm kind of hoping for his sake that he's, I say this in the sense, if he wants to continue to play football, that he's stepping away so that he can get healthy for the NFL draft. And maybe, maybe get a, draft, I don't know what his,
you never know,
fifth, sixth round kind of prospects but maybe still, get that, get a paycheck, at least get a contract, get in the NFL, get a contract and make all of those hits and bruises at least a little bit worthwhile in that regard. Not to say that the memories and all that isn't worthwhile playing with for your team and stuff, but on a financial aspect of it with these players, getting something back for it. But it is a wild story to have come out. And then to have it come out just days after your coach came out and said, we're going to be leaning on this guy. We're going to be leaning on one, two guys. That seems odd, like a miscommunication almost. Like you would think you would know that Chaz is going through this if you're the head coach. Like that, I've been back in Fickle on almost everything. I feel like I'm one of the only ones that has. And this is the first one that's really stood out to me. Like, what is going on? That seems like a miscommunication when there should not be a miscommunication.
Right.
Well, something that I've kind of wondered about is I saw something on the old Twitter machine or X or the forum formerly known as Twitter.
The artist formerly known as Twitter, I believe, is what it likes to be called. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, either way, I thought it was Braylon Allen had something kind of funny after the USC game. I can't remember exactly the words, but the gist of it was one of these days on a podcast, I'm going to come clean about some of the stuff at Wisconsin.
Ooh.
And I think that's the gist of it. You'd have to go and look, and I don't have the time right now.
I did this. We talked about this the other day. Actually, I think on the morning show, Terry and I were talking about it. Somehow came up, and I'm a huge Braylon Allen fan. Mm-hmm. Big Braylon Allen guy. I remember his first summer game as a freshman. I watched almost every game I could with him in it, and I was really rooting for him, and I'm still rooting for him as an NFL player. Looking forward to seeing his career. This is a chump move. That's a punk move, man. And I would say it right to his face. I've invited him on the air. I've invited him. He's a Wisconsin kid. I would love to have him on the air, and I'd love to hear his side of this, because the only reason, if you're not going to say nothing, don't say nothing. If you're going to come out and say something, sure. Don't come out, I got some tea to spill. Then spill it.
A little the passive aggressiveness of people nowadays.
It's tacky.
It's the old saying, you know, so many people are, they wouldn't say to you, it's the keyboard warrior.
Yeah.
And if you said half of things you write on a computer to someone's face, you'd have no teeth, you know?
Exactly.
So, I mean, I'm not condoning violence, but that's the truth.
That's the reality. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Herm Edwards had this right like 20 years ago. Think before you hit send. That's it.
Yep.
That's all you got to do. Just think about it. Like, do people really need to know how I feel about this?
Well, you know, that's a good point too. But you know what? Sometimes when you're right about something, you just have to come out and say it. And you know, James, when we talked on Wednesday, remember talk about Devin Williams a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of called that.
Sure.
About that Brewers game.
Coaching staff, scouting staff called it too, man. Yeah. They had his number. They had his number, and they were waiting on it. It's one of the best stories in baseball. Not this, what happened to Devin Williams, but when this happens in baseball, where they're scouting somebody all year, if this one scenario were to happen, and then that scenario happens.
It's amazing.
You think about all the times that must not happen. But,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That's pretty impressive.
But I think the irony of the whole situation would have been better if Pete Alonso, when he hit that home run blast, if instead of looking at the first base coach and doing the chef's kiss, if he would have done the crying crybaby thing that Rhys Hoskins did to them at the first game of the year.
It could have worked. I
would have done that because I'm not a big fan of Rhys Hoskins, but mm-hmm. But that's when I saw him do that, I'm thinking, you missed an opportunity. No.
Pete Alonso, not nearly cool enough for that. He's too dorky.
No. You know, I don't know if in that scenario, I'm just too happy. I would be focused on my team and my player, my teammates. I'm not worried about the other team. They can talk all the trash they want. That's their business, man. They're thinking I'm in their head. When you start throwing stuff back, they're in your head.
Yeah.
I got no time for that. I'm running the bases. I'm celebrating. Yeah. I don't even know who that other team I just beat is. I'm focused on
the
my team.
The sweetest revenge of all.
Yes. Yeah. Michael, want to save that voice for tonight, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, no problem. You can find results at WisconsinRapidsAreaSports.com, man. So hopefully we can get some good conclusions here in port and a very happy happy homecoming over in Wisconsin Rapids tonight.
Yeah.
Enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Yep. Talk to you later.
Appreciate it. Michael Comer along with Randy Paul and Seth going to be covering the game tonight. 6:50 our pregame will kick off. Eau Claire Memorial coming to Lincoln High School right here to Rapids for homecoming.
Homecoming.
Night. It's going to be a lot of fun. Michael and Randy do an amazing job covering these games. We're lucky to have them.
Man, I can't believe we've only got 2 weeks left of the regular season of football. I can't believe it.
I don't like thinking about it. You're right, though. You're absolutely right.
We'd be the bearer of bad news, but you know.
We got some, let's hope to get some wins here. You know,
That's what I'm hoping for. See if Nakusa can keep their run going. Man, they're looking nice. They're looking real good. Man, listen to that game last week. They're something. They've got a pair of brothers. The Kretschmeyer brothers, and man, are they good. Woo.
It's fun when we have a local team that has a playoff shot or going to be in the playoffs. We have that with Nakusa. We're going to be following that as far as we can.
We can, yeah.
And looking forward to also covering a lot of high school basketball for you this season. And
yep.
Certainly, we're going to be home for the River Kings.
We will have
the River Kings on 105.5 as well. All their home games will be over there. That voice you just heard, Michael, will be the voice of the River Kings this season.
Keep him busy.
Yeah.
Doing all kinds of things.
A big congrats to him on that. That's a nice move for him. And the team. Mm-hmm. That's a win for both sides on that one. A little bit later, I want to talk a little bit about the Bucks bringing in an interesting and familiar player that is a really nice fit.
Wow.
Talk a little baseball as well with you, Seth. And again, these teams that are left, the teams that are gone, kind of wherever the conversation takes us.
Mm-hmm.
Because I understand do I understand what Brewer fans are going through today. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I understand that I don't understand. You know, we can relate to baseball heartache, you and I. You a Twins fan, me a White Sox fan.
Yes.
In my family, up until one season, my family, all it's known is heartache with being around nothing but Cub fans.
Cub fans. They had their moment. They haven't gotten anything since.
But in the last 20 years, there's an offshoot in my family that's happened with my little brother and kind of sprouted off from that. And there is a good portion of Brewer fans in my family.
Mm, makes sense.
Now, with my kids and my brother, of course, and some of these things. And through that, I certainly empathize and feel a lot of what Brewer fans are going through. But I I would say that when the Sox lost, in the playoffs, the second the year they were coming back after the World Series and had a really good feeling about it, mm-hmm. or some other scenarios that I could think of in baseball where my player lost, or heck, just bad scenarios. Nolan Ryan putting a noogie on Robin Ventura's head. It's the different situations and how crummy you felt the next day or an hour later or anything. Feel your feelings.
Yeah.
That's what being a sports fan is about. Yeah. That means you're still alive. You still care. It is better than not feeling anything at all. I will say that. Unlike some scenarios that I can remember, looking at next year, you've got some really cool things to look forward
to. Exactly where I was going to go, yep.
You've got one of the up-and-coming stars in baseball on your team.
Yep.
And it's not the first time you've had it. that's pretty cool. Appreciate that for a small market team. And if I can, and I know I can see a direction you want to go there, Seth. Yep. I promise we'll come right back to it. But before I go to break, I want to get this in because I'm hearing this from a lot of sports fans and a lot of talking heads out there right now in Wisconsin that want to put this all on one player and Devin Williams. And I don't know that that's wrong because I'm not going to sit here and act like I know everything about baseball and I am the authority on baseball or something like that. I have been watching baseball 40 plus years like the rest of you. Mm-hmm. And I am not paid I'm paid to talk about stuff. I ain't paid to coach it. I'm not paid to play. I don't know what it's like to be an MLB player or anything like that. I threw a first pitch out for the rafters once. That's my experience on the pro level.
Of that being on the field, yeah.
But unlike a lot of the talking heads out there, I own that. And I don't think that my viewership gives me a right to say certain things. And everybody seems to want to just put this on one player. Where at the same time, baseball has always been, Seth, you'll know the quote better than I, it's a team sport, it's an individual sport that masquerades as a team sport.
Right, within the team context, right, yeah.
So you're telling me that any one of those players right now, if they were in front of you, you would say, you did a great job. It's all on Devin Williams. How do you think they're going to feel about that?
No.
How do you think they take that? What do you think that does for a franchise? How does that help anybody but you and your own whiny feelings? Feel how you feel, but don't put that on other people. And dang sure don't put it on Devin Williams.
No.
Now, I will be the first to say that Devin Williams can be a knucklehead, and I don't understand why they kept him instead of Hader. I will say that. I said that when the trade happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a big Devin Williams guy. I'm not even trying to defend him. What are you doing throwing that pitch? What are you doing? But the idea of, well, everybody else did their job. It was just him. Okay, so nobody struck out in that game? Everybody went 4-for-4? There were everybody made the right call in the outfield. You're telling me nobody else did a bad job in that game. You're telling me Willie Adames showed up for these playoffs? All I've been hearing is William Contreras wasn't even there. Did he even put his uniform on? Where's the name? If you're going to call out individuals, call out the whole dang team. Or give the whole team credit. But don't go slicing trying to divide the atom here, split the atom here right. And everything. Or another word that I could use.
Why don't you give the Mets credit for what they did?
Yes.
Look at the walk that Francisco Lindor, the at-bat, he's the first one that got on base. He earned that walk, man. There was a high fastball that he fouled back. He did that because he wanted to foul it back. He wasn't trying to hit it. He was trying to keep the at bat alive, and he earned that walk. Yeah, and then they had then he got an out. Williams got an out, and then Brandon Nimmo got on. And I mean, there's a sequence of events that happen up to the point there, and it wasn't just. And Devin Williams is the guy that's supposed to be in that situation. You're not going to change it. You can't go back and say, "Yeah, oh, I wouldn't have put him in." No, you would have put him in there because that's his spot. That's what he does.
He's one of the best closers in baseball.
Game. Yeah. You're not going to do that. And yeah, unfortunately, it just the count was a bad count for him, and he threw a meatball. Yeah. And it happens, and Pete Alonso did what you're supposed to do with a meatball. Okay?
I got a bonus stat of the show for everybody real quick. One. That is how many home runs Devin Williams has given up to a left-handed hitter on the opposing. No, I'm sorry.
Opposite field.
Opposite home field runs. Home run.
First one he's ever given up.
Yeah. One. That's it. That's the first one.
How many innings has he pitched? How many batters has he faced? It just happened at this moment where it happened. That's all.
sometimes there are no good guys, there are no villains. It's just life. It's just what
happens.
In this
it was baseball. This is baseball. This is what happens.
If Alonso swings and misses, nobody is talking about any of the like, oh, how bad Adamas played in these playoffs or some of these other things or anything. You're just on to the next round.
Yep.
I don't think you could look at this team that differently than had they advanced, than this happened. Mm-hmm. This is the outcome. Again, I've not been a big believer in Devin Williams, but he doesn't need my belief. He's been one of the better closers in baseball.
Yep.
So it's not I feel like the guy you see a consistency with some athletes. A bad decision making, whether it's off the field or on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you see that with certain guys. I mentioned it with Tua and some of the decisions he has made. I don't think that you can trust. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you can trust him on the field when it comes to some of his decisions that he makes. And I think that you have this with Devin Williams in some ways, mm-hmm. as well. So you knew what you had. Mm-hmm. And you knew this is the way it played out. And I don't think that there's anything to, burn your jersey and everything, they just start all over. You got so much to build on with that team that you were playing with house money all year, and somebody forgot to remind, not all Brewer fans, I'm just mm-hmm. saying some Brewer fans forgot to remind them of that,
mm-hmm.
that none of this was expected. Kevin was talking about it earlier, called in the morning show and talked about this, Brewer fans seem to have forgotten. Some Brewer fans seem to have forgotten that.
Yeah. Which part of it is because the season is so long. You know, part of it, you kind of lose track, and you realize, oh, yay, the Brewers are in the playoffs, and now saying, and then, oh, this happens. Oh, my heart, you know.
So, I'll tell you this, like that. Too, for a team that wasn't expected to do anything, none of our teams were either. Whether we're talking about my White Sox, your Twins, Michael's Cardinals.
My expectations were a little bit higher.
A little bit, yeah, that's true. That's
and
fair.
Then they kind of had fair. And then they had a real collapse at the end of the season. But anyway, yes.
Well, and looking going ahead, who has more to put their hang their hat on? Who has a lot? Which of these teams mm-hmm. I've mentioned has a more hopeful team? Which of these teams has a future star of the league? Or, I'm sorry, a star of the league. Not a super, not a future star. Jackson Churio is here. His coming out party just happened. The MLB has noticed. Major League Baseball noticed. And they're not going to forget. The offseason or anything. They're just going to be promoting that kid more and more.
Right. Here, I got something real quick before we go to break. I love that. Okay, so I was going to say, you know, the Brewers, it looks like they got it set up really nice. Willie Adamas is going to be gone. He's going to be a free agent. He'll go somewhere else. They got Joey Ortiz as their new shortstop coming into next year. Very talented youngster. He could be a star. We got, you know, hopefully Christian Yelich coming back, all these things. Here you go. Pete Alonso, free agent.
Oh, boy.
They need a first baseman.
Right.
How awesome would that be?
How great would that be?
him in AmFam Field, perfect. His power, I mean, it would play so well there. Oh, my gosh, I'm telling you.
I love this. I love this. I love this idea. I love the storylines of it.
He's not going back to the Mets. The Mets are not going to sign him, so he's going somewhere else next year.
That's pretty fair to say. Yeah. But Seth and I will be back. We'll
be
back after this timeout. We'll talk. We got our stat of the show. We'll also talk a little bit of a couple of other topics. I want to talk a little Bucks and whatever you guys want to talk about.
Yeah.
Phone lines wide open, 715-424-2600 here on Playmakers. Proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Welcome back, everyone, to WFHR's Playmakers. Seth and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thank you so much for joining us. Phone lines are wide open, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Nobody made a highlight from the sidelines. You're just sitting there. You got sports thoughts running through your head. Well, let them out. Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. While we're waiting, I do want to get into our stat of the shows.
All right, Seth. Let's do it.
Baseball is 90% mental. The other half is physical.
Oh, that's got to be Yogi Berra.
Mm-hmm.
One of his best sayings.
If you don't know where you are going, you might wind up someplace else. You might.
That's very true.
Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded.
It's too crowded.
A nickel ain't worth a dime anymore.
Well, it never was.
Love is the most important thing in the world, but baseball is pretty good too. It's like deja vu all over again.
Deja vu all over again.
Some of the greatest quotes from the arguably the greatest quote machine in sports history, if not at least in baseball, Yogi Berra.
He's got to be up there.
And as I've been going through, combing through all these great performances and postseason history in baseball, and we're kind of wrapping up to getting some of
they're all going to be broken by Shohei Ohtani, by the way. So, I mean, why even read them?
No, None of these matter. It really does. You're so right. You're so right.
Boy, how disappointing is it going to be if he doesn't, like, tear everything up, man?
It's weird when we have a guy who we have high expectations for, and all he does is meet them.
And exceed them.
Yeah.
And it's I've never seen it before. I've never seen it.
For our generation and for many, we have kind of come to know Yogi Berra as one of the mascots of baseball.
Yep.
And one of the fun personalities of sports.
Which, by the way, he has he's passed, but he accepted in his later life. Maybe it bugged him a little bit when he was a player, but he accepted that when he was older. And it was great to see because he was so much fun.
Yeah,
he was great to have around.
He was a character before there were really characters in baseball.
Yeah.
He was one of the early characters of
baseball.
Real
character, like a very distinct person,
At the time, the biggest team in America. There was no bigger team than the Yankees. There was no team. Like, even people that didn't know, we forget sometimes that sports wasn't on everybody's mind. Right. Not everybody knew what sports were or paid attention to. Right. Oh, there's a game going on or whatever. I mean, that was happening all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew who the Yankees were.
They sure did.
That's how big they were.
They sure hated them.
yes, absolutely.
That's never changed. That's always
really
been the same.
But I feel that a lot of people forget how amazing this man was at what he did, at his job.
Yep.
He was not a quote machine. He was not a mascot. He was one of the greatest catchers in baseball history.
Yes.
And had one of the greatest postseasons ever. there is plenty to choose from when we're talking about Yogi Berra's 1956 performance, that he contributed to 10 different World Series champion clubs. 10.
He won 10 World Series.
His performance in the 56 Fall Classic likely is his best, though. Berra finished the Yankees' 7-game triumph over the Dodgers with a 360, 448, over 800 slash line.
Oh my God. Wow. 800 slash line.
800
he was slugging 800. Line. He was slugging 800. Oh
home
my God.
Three times and drove home a then series record 10 runs for the Pinstripes. And of course, Berra was behind the plate calling all 27 outs of Don Larsen's perfect game.
And that iconic film after he throws the final strike, jumping into his arms, which is one of my favorite baseball moments of all time. I love it.
It's one of the greatest sports moments ever.
Mm-hmm.
Even on grainy footage, you don't have to see their faces. You know what they look like.
Yeah. The excitement, this just the sheer joy of that moment. Yep.
After a tough back-and-forth series across the first six games, the Yankees won a 9-0 laugher in Game 7. That was thanks in large part, to Yogi Berra, who had two homers in that game, went deep in the first and third innings off Don Newcomb, the Dodgers NL Cy Young and MVP award winner.
Yes. The Nuke, man, he was one of the most feared pitchers of his era, by the way. He was like the Bob Gibson before Bob Gibson, Don Newcomb was. But Yogi Berra, I mean, oh my gosh. By the way, do you know what his real name was? Do you know what it was?
Only because I have it in front
of
me.
Oh, you have it in front of me? Okay. I
did not know it beforehand.
Oh, you didn't? Lawrence Peter. Yeah, Peter Berra. Yeah.
That's amazing. I would have never guessed that.
No, he's Larry.
Never would have
His real name
that.
Was Larry. Yeah.
That's amazing.
But did you hear why he got the nickname Yogi? Because he got it when he was a kid because the other kids said he just walked like a yogi.
Huh.
That's how he got the nickname.
I'm not even sure what a yogi is.
He just walked like a yogi.
Is Yogi Bear a part because of Yogi Berra?
I don't know. I've never made the connection on that one. I gotta look into that. Maybe we'll get back to that some other show. But
of all these stats, my stat of the show is the number 8.
The number 8.
That was Yogi Berra's number.
Yes, it was.
And that was retired by the New York Yankees back in 1972. I never knew what number he was.
Really?
I don't think I've ever, even though seeing, we're talking about that photo and that picture and that video of that. And what we see is the back of Yogi Berra.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really think about it. I'd never really thought about his number before. So I just thought that was kind of cool that he's number 8. For some reason, I just thought that was interesting.
I have to think now. I think the Yankees are the only team that does not have a single digit available anymore. anymore because they've retired all the single digits.
Yeah, it's tough.
Which, that's pretty crazy.
I think that's part of the reason why you see Aaron Judd with 99.
Yes, I think that is correct.
And some of the more oddball numbers when they trade for players and they come over and stuff.
Most of them were from the old time because, of course, Ruth was 3, Gehrig was 4, DiMaggio was 5, and then, you know, the other, some of the other guys. But that's why I think Derek Jeter chose 2 because that was like the only single digit number left when he started playing. And now that's been retired because it's Derek Jeter. So
one of the things that I really appreciated about this, going down this deep dive of all these players and these stats too, is while this is happening, we're also experiencing some players and some athletes having incredible postseasons, and we're just getting going. We're just at the tip of the iceberg here when it comes to this. Do you have thoughts or feelings on any of the teams that are out? Because I don't think we're going to be talking, we're certainly probably not going to be talking about them as much as we will these teams that are still around. So for right now, I do want to take a moment to kind of focus on those teams.
Okay.
The memoriam, if you will, of the teams no longer with us.
Right.
And let's go ahead and take a look at the Brewers real quick.
Okay.
Key free agents, just 2 guys that they have in Willy Adames and Wade Miley. Wade Miley, I think it's pretty fair to say won't be back.
No.
Doesn't look like Willy Adames will be back either.
No.
And I think that's all right.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's not, I think, the player that Joey Ortiz is going to be. I think Joey Ortiz is going to be a very good player. And because it's baseball, he's cheaper. Because he's younger. I mean, that's part of the nuts and bolts of the game. But I think, Willie, I mean, he's a fan favorite. You know, he's done some great things, but I think he's moving on. He's moving on.
The biggest question is, well, what do you do to add to, well, first, you have Brandon Woodruff still sitting there.
Yeah.
And if he's healthy, you'll have
him. He should
be
coming back next year, hopefully.
They're talking about whether or not to extend Peralta and that. So you might have a couple of nice young pitchers there already.
Yeah.
But the biggest question for Milwaukee is not like a lot of these teams with, do you bring this guy back or anything? It's, are you going to bring anybody in?
That's the
big
question.
Who are you bringing in? Are you going to spend some money?
Yep.
That is the big issue with Milwaukee right now.
Yep.
And I don't want to hear we're a mom-and-pop franchise.
No.
No team do I want to hear that from, especially if you've got a chance to win a – all right, if you want to treat this like a business, what is the best way to make more money? Win.
Bring in better players.
It's an investment.
Bring in people want to see.
It's an investment.
Yes.
Why do we have to explain to billionaires how to do business? You're not going to make more money by doing the Oakland A's model. You're not going to win that way.
No.
And no fan base is believing any. Like, maybe they did one day. Maybe at one point they did. But to the Milwaukee Brewer fans out there, to all the fans out there, actually to every Wisconsin fan, because you're considered a small market, whether you're talking the Brewers, Bucks, or Packers.
Absolutely.
There are no small markets. None. All these games are televised. Everybody's got a package. Yeah. Everybody's got a deal. Everybody has the same money. Everybody's playing with the same money here.
People come from all over the state to go see a game there. Have you seen? I mean, how many people came to MFAM Field this year? I don't know the number. It had probably over 2 million. I don't know. That place was packed most of the time.
The last thing I want to hear from anybody in the upper upper franchise of Milwaukee in that executive room, is that we don't have money. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it from the White Sox. I don't want to hear it from anybody.
No. Although Mark Antanasio apparently has trouble buying sand.
Yeah, that's apparently. Yeah, look into that one.
Look into that story.
It's a wild story. I think the Houston Astros are one of the next interesting stories because of what they have done and how. Looks like time to really, hey, we got to figure this out. Are we moving? Are we rebuilding or are we reloading?
Yep.
They have to figure out what to do with Bregman.
Yeah. Bregman.
He's going to want a big deal. Big deal.
I don't see him coming back.
Probably
I think
not.
He's gone. I think he's gone. And the Houston really has. They've got a decent farm system. They've been keeping it up. They got some parts that are really good. Kyle Tucker is a very good player. He keeps getting hurt. That's the downside with him. They're pitching. Josh Hader did not turn out to be what they wanted.
That's a shame.
Which is too bad. And he was one of the issues within the playoffs because they're lost too against Detroit.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He ended up giving up some big runs too.
I gotta admit too, part of the only reason I'm touching on Houston is certainly what they did 7 and ALCSs in a row. That's noteworthy.
Yeah.
A credit to them. Tip of the ball cap to them. A big tip of the ball cap and a bow to Justin Verlander. I am gonna miss. miss seeing him. I don't know if he's done, but it looks like it. You know, when
after
you're
a season like that, yeah.
Well, and he wasn't on the postseason roster.
Nope.
Nothing this season really stood out to me. I actually thought he'd be back next year until that. When I saw that happen, the only reason he's still playing is the competitive nature.
Right.
He don't need a paycheck.
He said he wants to get to 300 wins, which was always an outside shot. He'd have to pitch for a couple more years. And after this season, I don't know. This could be it.
One of my favorite pitchers I've gotten to see mm-hmm. in my life. I've really enjoyed his career, his ups, his downs. I really loved him in Detroit.
Yep.
Really liked watching him over there. A lot of fun to see in the postseason, man.
Yes.
And as long as I'm doing this, Max Scherzer as well, I want to throw in there because I don't know.
We don't know his status either at this point. We
and
don't know.
God, if I love watching these two warriors go out there, and I don't know who is the next Max Scherzer, who is the next Justin Verlander. I got nothing. I don't know who. I don't even know who the next... I don't even know who the next reference of a name to bring up.
Well, I mean, we don't have Clayton Kershaw really anymore. I mean, another one of those all time. He's going to the Hall of Fame too. What is the most famous pitcher right now? Paul Skeens, a rookie.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's doing stuff that people are like, wow, look at this guy. But who's in between them? I mean, that's a great question.
And it's something that every baseball brain should be thinking about right now and trying to figure out how to make it work and make it better. Speaking of big name pitchers, one of the bigger free agents that's going to be out there this season is Corbin Burnes.
Probably the biggest.
And the team with arguably the most question marks, but I think by far and away the most interesting offseason could happen in Baltimore. Because, again, just like we were talking with Milwaukee, a team that doesn't traditionally spend money, that tried to do a couple of things in the offseason, didn't work out, is that going to make them run scared, or are they going to be like, okay, well, we got to reassess what we did right, what we did wrong,
right,
and how do we go forward?
The big thing with Baltimore, they're under new ownership. The Angelo family is gone.
Thank
so they just recently,
that.
They and this is their first year under new ownership. I honestly, and I really hope they get away from this philosophy of, no, we're just going to win with all of our talent. You can't. You can't win with a bunch of guys. By the way, they all look the same, which is very
weird.
They all look, it's
and
very
they're all
strange.
Named Jackson.
Yeah, yeah. And they have tons of talent, but they got to get pitching. Corbin Burnes is gone. He's not coming back. They're not signing Corbin Burnes to a long-term deal. I'm sorry. But they need to get some pitching. They need to find some outfielders. They have all infielders, so they got to use some of this talent. As hard as it is to get, to let go of that, you got to do it. Otherwise, the same thing's going to happen next year. You know, going into this postseason, people were like, oh, Baltimore, they had the bad one last year. But that's okay. Look at that. They have the experience now.
Right.
They got the thing. And the exact same thing happened.
Yeah.
They went without a whimper. It was sad that they're big guys. Adley Rutschman, future MVP maybe. He choked.
Yep.
He had a fat pitch that he could have hit 100 miles, like out of the ballpark.
Yeah.
And he locked up. He didn't swing at it.
I just sat there. I watched that three times.
It was
I couldn't believe
down
that.
The middle.
That's a guy I probably grab at catcher. If I'm grabbing any catcher in MLB, I'm grabbing
that
kid.
Yeah, he's a franchise starter. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of guys didn't show up in this playoffs for Baltimore. There's one of the questions you can ask yourself, and Seth even in our pregame kind of teased on this a little bit. Would you have rather been the Baltimore fan base or the Milwaukee fan base right now? Who's feeling better? Because if I'm
neither.
I
know what you mean,
but I would feel a lot better as a Brewer fan that my team went down fighting and actually had some guys step up and everything and show up.
100%
as opposed
with you.
To what's with Baltimore right now? And look, this was for this.
Yeah.
And two games, nothing. They had, I want to say they had like one run in 18 innings, I saw, or something like that. That's just nuts.
One run.
With
Cedric Mullins hit one home run. Cedric Mullins, who had not a very good year.
Speaking
what
of
happened
outfielders.
To all these guys? Gunnar Henderson, all these guys. I mean, yeah.
It's going to be interesting. And it also shows you, too, and look, I know this very well as a White Sox fan. It was 3 years ago that there's a lot of people out there that would have given up their roster for my team's roster. A lot
100%.
There are high school teams that would rather have their roster than mine.
It can go away so fast. And especially in the American League East, your window is smaller than the Brewers because the Brewers are in the Central and the National League. That's a weaker division. You're up against
teams that are going to be spending. Toronto's probably going to spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
Of course, you got the Red Sox. They're never taking. They're always going to try to do something. Then there's the Yankees, of course, and even the Rays. Even the Rays, who don't have money, but they're the smartest team in baseball. And they always usually not this year, but they find a way to win.
Not the same division, but you just know that the Texas Rangers are going to sign a big name free agent to a $300 million contract.
Okay.
Every season they've done that.
By the way, a new Texas pitcher, Corbin Burns. I would not be surprised if he ends up in Texas.
Right, yeah. Max Fried, Blake Snell, Jake Flattery, all also going to be free agent starting pitchers next season. A lot of big names. I don't know how many good names, but a lot of big names that we've seen good innings from over the years.
Blake Snell had a weird season. He had a terrible start, and then he was like unhittable for like the last parts of the season. That was weird. But anyway,
it's going to be an interesting offseason.
It is.
With these teams. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about going forward, the MLB playoffs, and how those are
back
looking
to go forward. Okay.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And we'll have some more fun. We'll use our final time out of the week right now on the morning show. On Director's Cut. Darn, I knew I was going to do it at least once this week.
Unlabeled. Which,
let me just get the teleprompter. Playmakers, proudly brought to you by Quality Post Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Welcome back, everybody, to WFHR's Playmakers. Seth and James are going to take you to the top of the hour, wrap things up, get into our schedule and touch on that. But I do want to talk a little bit of playoffs
with
you, Seth. Did want to mention that, of course, the teams that are left, we've got Detroit and Cleveland facing off. You've got Kansas City and New York.
Yeah, go Midwest.
Love that. Love seeing that. Philly and New York with the Mets and Philly facing off. That is interesting.
That's going to be a fabulous series. I hope it's a good one.
Which fan base hates their team more? when they're losing, of course. And, of course, the big star-studded series is the Padres and Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
All fascinating series.
Yep.
Is there one that stands out to you, or anything that stands out to you more than another with this?
I got to go with the San Diego LA one, just because Shohei. Mm-hmm. You got to put Shohei in there. And the maturation of a lot of the San Diego players. Like, we were talking off air about Fernando Tatis. Mm-hmm. Looks like he had some rough stuff happen.
Some humbling moments.
And he seems, man, but he is made for this type of stuff, man. That home run he hit, the energy, he was like bursting out of his uniform. It was so cool to see. And it's the rivals, you know, the hated rivals, the Dodgers. And it's gonna, man. And then you've got both of those teams, and what the San Diego did to him 2 years ago in the playoffs.
Right,
they took
right.
LA out. So there's got. I know the LA players are thinking about that too.
Yeah.
You know. So it's gonna. Hopefully that's gonna be a really good series.
It is. Do you know? I was trying to look it up before the show here. Mm-hmm. I almost said the game before the show here. is Kwan playing for Cleveland yet? Is he back?
I'm
not sure if he
I don't
is
believe
or not.
He is yet. No, and I don't know if he'll make it if they depending how far of course sure. how far Cleveland gets. I hope he does, because I would love to see him in the playoffs, too.
I think you could have said this even if some of the other teams had advanced, including Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
But given the teams that are left, one of the things that stands out to me, too, not only the markets, of course, that a lot of people are noticing, that mm-hmm. a lot of big markets are left here for the possibility of a World Series with
yep.
two huge markets and all that.
Right.
But you got stars. You got stars, and you're almost guaranteed to have a big name or a young big name star mm-hmm. moving forward, whether it's Detroit and Scooble or Bobby Witt Jr. in Kansas City, New York, obviously. With
Aaron Judge and Soto,
Even the Yankees with Lindor and Alonso and some of those players mm-hmm. and everything. Philly with the stars they have. Obviously, the stars in San Diego and L.A.
Right. The Cleveland's like the only one that doesn't have like a name brand guy, like Kwan, who probably would have been, but he's hurt, so. Oh, yeah.
And I guarantee you, if that kid Kwan was playing in any other ballpark or in a bigger market.
Oh, he would be a lot more popular.
I really like that kid.
It's sad if you're in Cleveland because you tend to get ignored a lot.
Yeah.
But we know, I mean, being in the Midwest, a lot of Midwestern teams, that happens too. So.
I'll say that while they may not have that star, they have the closer everybody wants.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody wants that guy.
This guy. He's like the second coming of Mariano Rivera.
Yep.
That he's got a cutter, like the same pitch that he has, and it's unhittable. People can't hit it.
He's almost as dominant.
Yes.
He should come out to a different Metallica song. That's how good, that's how dominant he
yes.
is.
Yes.
I'm like a lot of people, paying attention to that San Diego LA one. Mm-hmm. That's going to be fascinating to see. Yep. You want to see guys step up. This is what we're watching. This is what my stat of the show has been all about, is seeing the stars step up in the biggest yep. moments. But I'm really interested in the KC New York one. I'm enjoying, speaking of stars, I'm enjoying seeing what Bobby Witt Jr. is doing.
Yep.
And I want to see if the Yankees can collapse or not.
I got to tell you, a lot of people are not giving Kansas City a lot of chance, but man, if they didn't look great in Baltimore. Their pitching was good, but they didn't look great, man. If Bobby Witt Jr. gets hot,
yes.
he can carry a team.
Yeah.
He can carry a team.
Good afternoon. You're on the show. You're in the game. Hello?
Oh, we lost him.
Feel free to call back, though. We got a couple minutes
couple
left.
Couple minutes left.
Feel free to call back, 715-424-2600. The Detroit-Cleveland series is awesome.
That's going to be a fascinating one, too. I don't know what to make of Detroit right now. I mean, I love what they did against Houston. That was cool. That was really awesome. But, I mean, and they're playing for nothing. Right now, they're probably the loosest team out there because they didn't expect. I mean, no one expected them to get this far.
If you're a Yankee fan and you don't get to the, I'm not saying win the World Series, but get to the World Series with this in front of you, you're losing your mind.
Yep.
We have never seen Yankee fans like they will be if they do not get to the World Series. Winning it is a different story, but just getting there. If you're a Yankee fan, you're looking at these teams. You're like, well, what is in front of us? Oh, KC, Cleveland, Detroit. Come on, forget about it. They're expecting to be in the world. They're already buying tickets to the World Series.
Of course they are.
That is going to be. I can't help but see. Like, I am not a hater. I don't enjoy that part of sports. But every once in a while, that part of me comes out, and I'm very curious to see what happens.
The team that has caused them the most trouble in the playoffs in recent memory is Cleveland. They've done it to them a couple of times. So I'm guessing they do not want to face Cleveland right now. They're saying they're all on Detroit. Just go on Detroit.
Yeah,
let's go. We want you guys to do it.
Major League Baseball is just begging the Yankees to pull this off because none of those markets do they want.
I so want them not to win.
I'm 100% with you.
100%. I want to see KC Cleveland. That would be hilarious.
That'd be great. Good afternoon. You're in the game. You're on the show. What's up?
Hey, just one note to keep you laughing, guys. I want to see a knuckleballer come out and have him play Moon Dance by Van Morrison.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Matt Waldron. Matt, have a good weekend, man. Matt Waldron, San Diego. He's got a knuckleball.
That's right. That's right.
We got to get him. Let him. We know what song you need, Matt. This is what you need. Yeah.
Absolutely. That we got you covered, Matt. There's your song. There's your song. And there's your show for the week, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us all week long, all you callers, all you great listeners. Thanks for spreading the word about the show. Good things coming up for you tonight at 6:50 on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. Michael, Seth, Randy going to be covering Eau Claire Memorial, taking on Lincoln High School, homecoming for Lincoln.
Woo.
That's going to be a good one. Tomorrow, right here on WFHR at 9 a.m., our pregame kicks off Wisconsin hosting Purdue.
Yep.
That's going to be a fun game. And a little bit later in the day, college hockey for you.
Yeah.
Wisconsin at 5:30, our pregame kicks off Wisconsin hockey hosting Nebraska Omaha. We'll have that exhibition game right here on the radio station for you, right here at WFHR.
Let me know when they play UMD.
I'm just excited about hockey.
Yeah.
I'm just excited about that. Have a great weekend, everybody. Seth, great show.
Yeah, it was fun.
Be good to each other out there. We will talk to you sooner than later, right here at